Today's reading is from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 21, and can be found on page 1047 in the Church Bible. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed. When a man took and planted in it, which a man took and planted in his garden, it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like the yeast that the woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked into the dough."
Now, I tell you what, children at the front, maybe other children, you're going to need Bibles. And I think some of you haven't got them, some of you have. Denise, that would be great. Yeah, John, just grab a few. So if you haven't got Bibles, you're going to need them. Well, I'm not bringing that one. Well done, you've got some. So any children not got Bibles? I mean, I'll see if you're before reading aid. Great, well done. So now you need to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 13, so you're on page 1046. And adults, you're going to need your Bible as well. But not just for children. So page 1047. Okay, and there. Let's pray. We need to ask God, don't we, for His help as we read His Word. This is the Bible, is God's Word. And we need God's Spirit to help us as we understand His Word. So we're going to pray. Let's talk to God to help us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the Bible. And as we come to this passage now with these two parables, Father, please that you help us to understand them and help us to know what difference they should make to us today. Amen. Well, in the passage that we have read, which Sandra just read for us, there are two stories, weren't there? Now, children, did you spot what the two stories were? What were they about? I mean, they're fairly basic stories, aren't they? They're very simple stories. But what were they about? One was about one thing, one was about another. In fact, they're both really about the same thing. But what were the stories about? Did you spot? What were they about? Aaron, can you give us one of them? Are we on that one yet?
Mustard seed.
A mustard seed. Thank you very much. That was the first one. Well, then what's the second one? You spot what it is? There was a clue as you came into the church this morning as well. But did you spot in the passage? Yeah, thank you. Casey. Say it again. Yeast. That's right. Thank you. Now, in saying these two stories, so there's one about mustard seed, and there's one about yeast, but Jesus is really saying, these are illustrations of something. So he's saying, what shall I compare something to? He's saying, well, it's a bit like mustard seed, or it's a bit like yeast. What's the thing that he's trying to describe? What's the thing Jesus is trying to describe? Have a look at the verses. Have a look in your Bibles. It says in verse 18, and again in verse 20, what's the thing that Jesus is trying to compare these things? He's trying to find something that's like it. Aaron, you've already answered, so I'm going to ask someone else. See if we've spotted it. Who's got it? What do you reckon? Let's go to Sam. Sam, what did you see?
Is it the tree in the middle of the garden?
Oh, nice try. No. Have a look again in those verses. Thank you, though. What is it? What is it that Jesus is trying to say? But the thing is a bit like mustard seed, don't they?
The kingdom of God.
So Jesus is saying, the kingdom of God, what's it like? And he says, well, it's a bit like a mustard seed, or it's a bit like yeast. Now, one important thing to grasp right from the start is Christianity is about the kingdom. It's not just about nice ideas, not just about philosophy, not just about an idea of what people think God might be like. It's about a kingdom. And for there to be a kingdom, there's going to be a king. And Jesus is our king. So it's important that we know that Christianity is all about being part of a kingdom. And if you're part of a kingdom, then Jesus is your king. And you live for him. Now, with Jesus walking around on earth, Jesus would say things like, the kingdom of God is at hand. And why did he say that? He said that because he is the king and he's walking around on earth. And where he is, there's the kingdom. And more people turning to him as the kingdom growing. And you might expect, with Jesus walking around on earth, that there would be a sudden, enormous growth of the kingdom, with loads and loads of people turning to Jesus. And yet Jesus says, let me tell you these two parables. The kingdom is like a mustard seed, and it's like yeast. Now look at your Bibles again. He says, it's like a mustard seed. Now what happens to that mustard seed? What happens to that mustard seed? Boys and girls, are you looking? It can be grown up as well. I hope you're looking as well. What happens to this mustard seed? Might go further back on this. Barbara, thank you. What happened to this mustard seed?
It was planted and it grew.
It was planted and it grew. Thank you. And what happens to the yeast? Kind of obvious. What happens to the yeast? So come on now.
Goes in bread.
It goes in bread. Yes, it says in the verse, it goes in the flour. And the woman hid it in the flour. Now, both of these parables, they're sort of quite similar in many ways. And the first thing that I think we can get from the parable is this. The kingdom of God starts small and hidden. It's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus chose a mustard seed. If he was going for that the end result, the tree, was going to be big, he could have picked a different seed. Sort of back in those days, probably where they were, they were, might well have picked a cedar tree and said, you know, it's like a cedar tree. It starts small but ends up ginormous. But he didn't. He picked a mustard seed. And they picked the mustard seed because the mustard seed is incredibly small. It's very small. Now, I've got a little illustration here to help you to see how small it is. Now, earlier on this week, I went to buy some seeds from the garden centre. Yeah, we'll grab these now. Thanks. And Cara looking after them for me. I grabbed some seeds from a garden centre, and I scattered some about on the floor. And so I scattered some. These are ones for growing peas. And so, you know, what they look like dry peas. Like that, and you'll see that there are some on the floor. Now, children. Maybe that. No, we're going children on this. On the floor, there are some of these peas. Now, go for one each to begin with. But if you find one and you can bring it up to the front, you can switch the seed for a mini egg. If your mum or dad doesn't bring it to you, it's happy for you to have it. So, go and have a look, see what you can find. So there are some, they're down the aisles and on the front, so you don't have to go through rows. You found one. Oh, you got it immediately. Whoa, you can follow me around. Right, I've just got a receptacle for you to put them in. Okay, so there we go. Put them in. In they go. Nice, any adults also want a mini egg? Hang on, right now, I'd better put the back down there. Just pop them in there, it's not that hard. You dropped it. Okay, so, mini egg. Okay, well done. Here we go, mini egg. Right. There you go. Well done. And it means you're clearing up as well. Because Christy does a fantastic job of hoovering, and I just ruined it for me by putting. You got three there! Come on, that fantastic work. So I'll just pop them in there. Right, so let's see how many we've got left at the end. Okay, so there you go. There's one for you. One for you. One for you. Any adults? Find any as well? There you go. You got another one. Well done. There you go. Now, there we are. Well done. Now, they were very easy to find, weren't they? Oh, no, you're still hunting. Still looking. Desperate for more mini games. Well, that's been found. They're not quite easy to find, were they? Guys, I think they can sit down and you can look again afterwards. And if you find one, great, man, you found one. There you go. I thought you were looking at it for quite a while there. Hoping the children wouldn't find it. Well, now. Okay, so none of them. Well, Anne, I think you found them. Now, I also planted some other seeds. So I scattered about 20 mustard seeds around on the floor. Now, mustard seeds, I'm sure you can see, look a bit like that. Got it? Okay, just to describe it, it's spherical, very tall, and light coloured. It's actually light brown coloured. So, boys and girls, again, if you want a mini egg, go and have a little look. I've scattered about 20 of these around. Not up here, just on the carpet. Did you? Have you got one?
Yeah.
You found one? Well, that's really big! Have another mini egg, you're finished! Sharp eyes, did you find one? Yes, you found one, well done. Which says that I was on it. I really did plant them around today. You found one, then? Well, that doesn't seem like going on. You can have another one. You found one, you did find one. Well done. Much harder to find. Put them in that cup there. Well done. Yes? Did you find one? We have found all 20. I'm amazed you found this one. How many have you found? I don't know. About that many. Oh, you found one. Yeah, well done. Very good. You found one? Yeah, you did. Well done. Get one. You guys have a sharp eye, haven't they? They're good, aren't they? I don't know what career this is. You dropped it. Oh, yeah. I dropped. Very good. Okay, well done. So if you can have a further hunt around afterwards. Boys and girls, do you want to come and sit back down? Well done, you got one? Well done. There we go. Right, see how many sit back down. Well done. You can have a further hunt afterwards, and I have got more mini eggs. But I'm amazed you found any. But well done, you did find them, and I did put them out there. I could have easily just not. You could have been still looking for a long time. But they're much, much smaller, aren't they? Now, the point Jesus was making there is, it starts small. The kingdom starts small. It's not very impressive, is it? Mustard seeds, they're tiny seeds. And yeast, the other one. Yeast, as you came in, there was a challenge as you came in, maybe depending on when you came in, depends what they look like. But you saw there were two bowls with yeast in dough. Out at the front there. Now you came in, I hope you had a little look. I think A was the silver bowl and B was the non-silver bowl. As you came in, I think you had a look and you sort of tried to see which one you thought had the yeast in. So you had a look, who had a look and thought maybe A, the silver bowl, had yeast in? What do you think? Could you tell the difference? You couldn't? No? No one? What about B? Oh, there were. I thought maybe you were just all there. No, okay, lots of these. Okay, interesting. And plenty of others going, no, I didn't. Okay, well, we'll find out later on. But the point of that is, again, if you look in the verses, it says there, what's like a better kingdom of God to? It's like a woman, that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour. It actually says, and hid in a large amount of flour. So she takes the yeast and she just spreads it throughout the flour. And it's like, you can't tell the difference between flour that's got yeast hidden through it and flour that doesn't. And the point there is, the kingdom of God, it starts small and starts hidden. You can't, it's not this massive, great beginning. Because Jesus said, actually, it starts small and hidden. And in many ways, the kingdom of God is still like that. Sort of starts small and hidden. After all, how many in your school, in your class, in your workplace in your family, a Christian. Maybe for some, actually, your family, there are quite a few who are Christians. But for lots of us, actually, it's not many. And in your workplace, you count how many people work there, or how many people are there on a normal day, how many are Christians? Well, probably not very many. And in your class, don't forget, being a Christian is about being part of the kingdom. So it's about living with Jesus as your king, saying, I will live and do what Jesus wants me to do. So it's not just about saying you're a Christian, it's about being a part of the kingdom. And how many in your class, maybe, are members of the kingdom, subjects of the kingdom? You see, it can feel quite small. Jesus said, yeah, that's the way it goes. That's the way it is. Start small. And I wonder what your expectations are for things, the events coming up over the next few weeks. We've got lots going on, haven't we? I haven't noticed time took for ages. But really important things going on. Things with the night shelters, or the Pancake Fantastic, or Langley's Dinner. What's our hope for those things? We would love to see 50, 100 people become Christians in those times. Wouldn't that be fantastic? But maybe it'll be a lot less. Maybe none will. Maybe none will. Now, we want to pray. We don't want to get depressed about it and say, oh, nothing's ever going to happen. God can do it. God can bring hundreds of people to faith in Christ through those events. But actually, often it's one here, one there. It's often small things. And the kingdom of God is like that. It's great. But it starts small and hidden. And at school, are you praying for your friends that they would become Christians too, that they would start following Jesus? They start small, but look for those opportunities. We're going to... On the youth thing, but we'll tell you in a minute. I forgot to say, Phil did remind me to say, that for the Langley dinner, if you haven't yet said what meal you want, what dishes you want for the different courses, please see Phil afterwards, because they need to know. So if you haven't already said, and if you haven't paid, please pay for it. Anyway, right, we're back onto the kingdom of God. And we're going to find out in a few minutes. I know it's very exciting for you, you're on the edge of your seat, as to whether it's A or B that has the yeast in it. Okay, the murmur of excitement. Oh, maybe that was, what are we having for lunch? Anyway. So, the kingdom of God starts small and hidden. But obviously the next point is that it grows and it gets bigger and it will get bigger and bigger. So, which one was it? A or B? Now, I need a volunteer to come up and have a little look. So A was in the silver, B was here. So, now, remind me again, who said, who thought A, hand down, hand down. Who thought A was going to have the yeast in it? Nobody. B? Okay. So, someone to come up and have a little look. Someone who hasn't said anything yet. Okay, well, why don't you all come up? Okay, so you guys, put your hands up and have a little look. So, now, which one's bigger? Come and have a look. You reckon that one? You reckon that's naked? Okay. So which one's bigger? No, hang on, which one's bigger? Which one's bigger? That one's bigger. So which one's going to have the yeast in it?
That one.
Oh, interesting. You think the one that's smaller might have the yeast in it? What I would expect. Okay, right, well now go and have a sit down, go and have a sit down. Well done. So, what we found was that the A is the one that got bigger. And therefore, although they talk, they obviously don't trust me on this, they sort of think, ah, therefore it must be B. No, it's A. A is the one that got bigger, and A is the one that has the yeast in it. Somehow I can make things get bigger without having yeast in it. So A was the one that had the yeast in it, but the point was you couldn't tell at the beginning. But it grows, and it will keep growing and growing. And as time goes on. And with the seed, the problem with the seed is it's a bad illustration for preachers, because we like to be up and we're up for about 20 minutes. But if you plant a seed in a pot, it after 20 minutes it doesn't do anything. It takes ages for it to grow. But that's part of the point. The kingdom grows, and it kind of grows gradually or slowly. Now, are we seeing growth here in Emmanuel? Are we seeing people coming into the kingdom? Well, yes, we are. As new people come in, as they hear about Jesus, and they put their trust in him. Now, it's not dramatic, big growth. There are some churches around the world where they do see massive growth. I was listening about a church in America where, over a period of several years, they reckon they were growing by about 1,000 people per year, which is enormous growth. And you want to rejoice with that, but part of you wants to say, what are they doing? What are they doing that we're not? What technique are you using? How are they doing that? And interesting, that church and another big church where I was listening to the pastor of that church, they were saying, how do they do it? They just preach the Bible. They just preach through books of the Bible. That was it. That was their tactic. And you could just feel from them, actually there, what they were saying was, they didn't really understand how the growth came. Other than just, it was just God bringing the growth. Therefore, what should we do? Preach the Bible. Teach the Bible. Now, that kind of explosive growth is pretty unusual. Often it's one, two, it's a few coming in. But it's definite growth. And the church is growing worldwide. The church is growing enormously. So I saw on one website, the stats were something like this. Every day now, the average number added to the body of Christ worldwide averages 174,000 every day. And 3,500 new churches are opening every week worldwide. You see, the kingdom is growing. The plant is growing. The yeast is growing. And the kingdom grows on earth as more and more people turn to Christ. And it will keep growing. Yet people talk in this land about church decline. Well, the church may decline in terms of numbers attending, but the kingdom never declines. Because as more and more people turn to Christ, the kingdom grows and grows. And therefore, for you and me to be a part of the kingdom, how can you be a part of the kingdom? It's to live with Jesus as your King and your Savior. Knowing that he died for you and saying, I want to live for him day by day. And I'll be a part of that kingdom. And I'll look for opportunities to see that kingdom grow. And maybe for some, boys and girls, some adults, teenagers, maybe for some that's going to mean going into full-time paid Christian work. Maybe for some of you that would be it. You'd say, I want to give my life for that. For the rest of us, it's going to be being in full-time unpaid Christian work. Because we're all in it, just some are paid to do it, some aren't. We're all a part of the kingdom growing. Wherever we are, whether it's at work, or at school, or wherever it is, as we look for those opportunities. Now, I do just want to say, with the language dinner coming up, I know there are several people here who try to invite other people along to things. They say, well, I want to be part of the kingdom growing. I long for family and friends to become Christians. And yet, many of them may have said, no, I'm not going to come to that event. Don't be discouraged. The kingdom starts small and it grows. Keep praying for those people, and maybe God will work in their hearts to bring them to him. But we can all be a part of the kingdom, and we can all be a part of the kingdom growing as more and more people turn to Jesus. So that's the point of the parable of the mustard seed and the yeast. It starts small, but it grows. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the kingdom of God. Thank you that Jesus is our King. And thank you that the kingdom grows as more and more people turn to Christ. And Father, we do pray for revival. We do pray that many, many people would turn to Christ. Father, we long to see loads of people turn to Jesus. And we would love to see that here. Father, please would you do that. But Father, would you help us to rejoice every time anyone turns to Christ. Father, please help us to rejoice in your work in growing the kingdom. And whether that's fast in this area or whether that's slower, help us to rejoice in it and to be a part of it. Amen.